Now back to Rosie on the House and our Day with a Painter. The pros from PPG Pittsburgh Paints and the Arizona Painting Company are here to answer your questions right now. Call 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
But maybe he's only a little crazy, like painters.
I paint my toenails, everything. Paint the walls. I'm silly. I love it.
Go to work, I paint somebody's house. They're excited about it. This is the dream.
Did you eat a lot of paint chips when you were a kid?
Why?
Welcome back, y'all. Good mid-morning right here on the Memorial Day special edition of Rosie on the House. We're talking painting all show long this morning. We hope you join us. Give us a call if you've got a question about a paint project. Hey, a three-day weekend. It's a perfect opportunity for you to get out the rollers and the buckets and just get the job done. Give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348, wherever you're listening to us on the six stations, eight signals that cover the great state of Arizona, you call that one toll-free number. It's super cool because my wife Jennifer pays for the phone call. 1-888-767-4348. It's toll-free. We'll find out your name. My daughter Peanut answers the phone. She'll find out your name, where in Arizona you're calling from, what your paint question is, and we'll get you on air and answer your question in front of the other 40 or 50,000 listeners, so everybody in Arizona gets their paint question answered today, right here at Rosie on the House. Last hour, we were talking about all the tips and the tactics and the shortcuts and the products to use for the outside of your house. Well, come on in the front door. Let's go into the front house, in the front of the house. Welcome to my house, Rosie on the House, and let's talk about how do we get started painting the inside. Most of you know the story of my master bedroom. I've mentioned it and told it a couple times. Jennifer was on vacation. I wanted to update the look of our master bedroom. I love sunrise time of day. I'm up for it virtually 363 days of the year. Love the sunrise. So I wanted kind of a yellow glow inside the room and picked a color. Dale, you'd have been so impressed. I really, really spent a lot of time picking this color. Jennifer was gone. I was working during the day, painting during the night under artificial lights. Got all the glass covered in visqueen and dark plastic and painted the whole thing under incandescent bulbs. It was gorgeous until I peeled the plastic off and realized I had just painted my entire bedroom in Big Bird yellow. It was one of my less victorious moments ever, that's for sure. To help us talk about how to get started inside the house, we're going to bring in a design consultant. It's actually the National Color and Design Consultant for PPG Pittsburgh Paint. Her name is Ruth Ann Hanlon. She's joining us from Columbus, Ohio by phone. Bring her into the conversation. Good morning, Ms. Ruth Ann. Thank you for carving your time out of this Saturday to join us here and have a little fun on air with our Arizona homeowners.
Well, good morning, Rosie, and good morning, Arizona.
Ah, all right. What are some of the questions as a National Color and Design Consultant? What are some of the questions? The first question you've got to be asked is, Ruth Ann, how do I even know what family of colors to pick? You and I talked a little bit yesterday on the phone. You already know I'm looking to kill the guy that invented 60 different shades of white. That guy needs to be shot.
Well, now, Rosie, there's a reason for all of those whites, so take it easy on him if you ever meet him. But that's a very common question. We're asked that all the time. You know, it's very overwhelming. There's thousands of colors to choose from, and where do you start? And I always tell people, you know, to look to your space. If you're just repainting, you're just changing the color and you want a fresh new look, chances are the color you should choose is already in that space. It might be in your area rug. It could be in your upholstery, maybe a favorite piece of artwork or an accessory. And if you use a color that's already part of the equation versus introducing a new one, you usually can't go wrong.
So so you've got thousands and thousands of colors available to you. You've just weaned out several hundred or maybe a thousand, and now you're narrowed down to only a few hundred. Now, I still fail to see how that helps, Ruth Ann.
Now, you had one bad experience with the yellow, so, you know, don't let that taint you to the whole thing. Which, by the way, yellow is the hardest color to choose because it intensifies on a larger scale. So, beautiful yellow on a wall might look like a beige on a chip. So give yourself some time when you're working with yellows. And don't feel bad, Rosie. We know you're a pro, but it happens to everybody.
Well, one of the things it taught me is before I walk out of the house in the morning, I always look at Jennifer. Does everything match?
You should have checked with Jennifer before you painted that room.
Oh, well, that was a surprise. I had to get it done while she was gone.
Boy, boy, were you surprised.
And boy, when that plastic came down, I almost threw up.
Well, it's a valiant attempt on your part, so we'll cut you some slack for that. But yeah, generally, look to your space. If you're, remodeling or starting from scratch, maybe you're building, always start where you have the least amount of choices. It's usually your flooring. I like to start with that and then work up, to fabrics and, the furnishings that are going to be in the space. Unless you're doing a kitchen or bath, then, go to your cabinets and countertops, start with that first. And just like if you're doing an existing space, usually the color you should use on the wall is in one of those elements. Makes it a lot easier.
Now, see, you're dealing with a woman that has too much choices in her life when she says go to flooring because that's where you have the fewest choices. There's only 7 million different things you could put on the floor. Now, how do you use that criteria to narrow down your color range? I can go Sautéa. I can go Flagstaff. I can go any one of a billion different types of ceramic tile. I can go to all the carpets. I can do the woods. Help me out here, Ruth Ann. Explain that last comment. Poor old Rosie's living in a world of confusion right now.
There's hope, Rosie. Don't worry. Well, like you said, there are all these different materials to choose from. So when you're making that selection, I know when you walk into a flooring distributor, you see thousands of choices available. But when you narrow it down, are you going to use tile, are you going to use hardwood, or maybe carpet? Well, then you start looking at those carpets. What sort of price range do you want to be in? How about the availability? Do you need something in stock? Do you have time to wait for a custom order? Once you go through all those phases and answer those questions, you may only have 10 or 12 to choose from. And those colors can't be altered. You have to pick what's available in that price range and that availability and that, material. So you make a choice out of those 10 or 12, and then you can start looking for your wall color. Over the years, I've had people say, I'm just going to paint the walls, and then I'll pick everything else. And I do everything in my power to stop them because you will end up with a gigantic headache because now you have to find flooring or furnishings and those materials and that availability and that price range that also work with the color you just put on your wall. So you're really limiting yourself if you start with the wall color first.
Okay, all right. So that's the last place you make your color choice. If I'm walking, if I've got that home, we were talking with Joe Miller here, who's our production manager from Rosie Certified Painter, Arizona Paint Company, and he was talking about when he bought a brand new home, the fact that, you have all these colors already pre-picked for you, and it's generally some variety of white, and right. You've got maybe a wood tone cabinet and maybe a granite countertop and maybe a neutral tone tile. If you want to now start personalizing that merchant home look, where do you start in that? You look to the floor and go where? Do you paint the entire room a different color, accent colors? How do you make those calls?
Well, a lot of that is personal preference. If you have a lot of neutrals to work off of, hardwood, granite countertops, whatnot, you can either stay with the neutral that is in the same kind of tone is what those materials are. The big difference in neutrals is the cooler ones versus the warmer ones. So typically if you have hardwood floors, a golden granite countertop, you want to use a warmer neutral. If you have gray carpet, white countertops or whatnot, you want to go with something cooler. But then it's up to you. You can add some variety and give some identity to the other spaces with maybe just doing a darker shade of that neutral or a lighter shade of the neutral. If you want to start introducing color and your elements are all in that neutral family, then go to a favorite piece. Maybe it's artwork or, a favorite accessory or, vintage heirloom item you have. Or look in your closet. You might have a favorite scarf or sweater. I like to even use nature as an inspiration, and you guys are so fortunate out there with that gorgeous landscape. There's so much inspiration in that state. Go for a drive and, take a look at the surrounding, the mountains and the foliage and even the color of the sky out there, and, that might be inspiration. If you're still stuck, well, then you can go to our website at voiceofcolor.com, and we actually have a system that will help people discover their color personality based on who they are, what their preferences are. And it's, I know we talked about this yesterday. It's pretty amazing how accurate it is, but that's a great place to get started to kind of give you the, take the fear out of using color.
Because Ruth Ann, using color can never be scary. That. We had the whole office take that test, and everybody felt that it really nailed their likes and dislikes. And I guess I really didn't know what mine were, but when I saw the results, I was like, oh, that's it. I like that.
And what's your flavor?
I was Harmony, you know, the Harmony. I think you and I were really similar.
I'm Desert Spice.
Mine was like something in honey.
Almonds and honey.
Almonds, honey. Mm-hmm. And then we both got the water beads.
Water beads is our secondary.
I think everybody living in the desert probably would end up with that palette because water looks so appealing to us. But it's kind of a hard test to take because all the pictures they show you, it's a series of pictures you choose from. And I liked everything on every page. But I think it really forces you to think about what you do like, because all color's pretty.
Okay, so we've helped unlock that first step. The first step for those of you that are confused about what do you want to do to get rid of all that blab vanilla white you've got all over your house is you take a look at your space and what you're dealing with currently. Go to rosieonthehouse.com. You'll click into the PPG Pittsburgh Paint website. The color test is right there. It takes all of about 5 or 10 minutes to take. I think maybe 15 questions to answer. And when you finish answering these questions, they'll show you images, they'll show you words, and you'll actually trigger into a complicated metrics of calculations, and it will come back and tell you what your personality is saying about which direction of color you should go. Now, we've unlocked the first step. We're going to take a little break here. When we get back, we'll talk about step two. We're here with Joe Miller, production manager of the Arizona Paint Company. Joe, again, thanks for joining us.
Hey, girls.
You're going to help us answer questions about once we've got the color picked, how do we start prepping that interior space? And Mr. Dale Wade of PPG Pittsburgh Paint is here in studio as well. We're going to talk a little bit about, now what kind of product do we going to put on the wall? All of that right here at Rosie on the House. More when we get back. Don't go anywhere.